Hello.
Hi. What did you think of the latest Jeep Grand Cherokee?
Well, I've only had it for a few days so far, but so far I really like it. I mean, I've never really been a fan of Jeeps or when they're owned by Chrysler. I was a huge Chrysler fan, but now of course they're Fiats, and I'm a huge Fiat. No, I'm not a huge Fiat fan either, but it's a very nice vehicle. Starts at 40 grand. The one I have is called the Summit, which is the trim level, but they've done some really neat things in this, even some stuff that doesn't really matter, but it's kind of cool. Like they got little tiny Jeep logos and, you know, built since whatever in engraved into the headlights. It's kind of nice, but anyway, it's a big vehicle. The one I have is the diesel. It puts out, I think it's a 240 horsepower,
right?
But it also puts out like 420 pound feet of torque.
Wow.
They call it the Eco Diesel V6. You can also get a V8, and you can get another regular V6.
Yeah.
If it were me, I would buy the diesel. The only problem I have with it is I haven't been able to find out anywhere from Jeep's information whether or not it is a turbo diesel like the like you usually get from the other European cars,
right.
You know, like Volkswagen and Mercedes and that. Mm-hmm. Because you step on the gas pedal and there's nothing, then all of a sudden whoosh, it just comes on. So it kind of feels like a turbo, except it doesn't whoosh quickly enough. So I think it may just be a diesel thing. But anyway, it's got an 8-speed automatic transmission, works really well. Beautiful panoramic sunroof. And this is the first vehicle I have ever driven that has a rear seat entertainment section that is Blu-ray based instead of just DVD. So, of course, if you've already moved over to Blu-ray and have a Blu-ray library, most of the other vehicles, you have to leave them at home. This one, you don't. Of course, it'll still play DVDs. And I sat in the back and I threw on the Blu-ray of The Fifth Element, and I was really amazed. I mean, it's a tiny little screen. It's kind of like watching it, not even as big as watching it on an iPad.
Right.
But I was really impressed.
Yeah. Don't you find it's kind of weird to listen to surround sound in a vehicle like that? And it's like, wow, it just kind of blows
you
away.
It works.
Well, I was listening to the wireless headphones for this part, but it worked fine too. But they do have surround sound, and I've listened to that on a few other occasions, and it's really quite amazing.
Yeah,
I have to fire up that Blu-ray audio of Quadrophenia next.
I knew that was coming.
We can always count on that coming out. the price tag on this is what?
Well, this one is around 70, but it starts at around 40.
70.
Yeah, the one that I had, the Summit, starts at a paltry $63,345. But of course, then you got options on it. So
you better get Blu-ray for $63,000.
No kidding. Not only that, but it should have the stars of the movie sitting in the back seat.
All right, that's Jim Brea's review of the Jeep Grand Cherokee. In just a moment, Jim's review of the new Nissan Micra. It's the Morning Startup on Live 88.5.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us about the Nissan Micra.
This is that new one where they have all sorts of really annoying commercials for that, starting at $99.98, a car under $10,000. It's amazing. However, that said, first of all, I really enjoyed driving this car. The thing that I first noticed about it that I loved was they got rid of the CVT and they put it in an ancient it may be a brand new 4-speed automatic, but it's only a 4-speed automatic in an era of 6-speed.
Right.
But I think that's a huge step forward, and it did a lot for this car's drivability.
Wow.
Now, that said, you're not going to get that for $99.98.
Right.
You're getting a 5-speed manual transmission for that.
Right.
And, of course, wind-up windows and all that stuff. But, I mean, if you only have 10 grand to spare, okay, fair enough.
Right.
The one I had was the SV trim level. And it comes with things like Bluetooth, which to me should be standard on every car sold.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in this case, it's Bluetooth for the phone only. You can't stream your tunes from it, but at least it has it for the phone. I think that's the more important of the two.
Right.
You also get, in the upgraded one, power windows, power door locks, a remote keyless entry, illuminated steering wheel mounted audio controls. Mm. So it's, you know, it's not bad. Even a backup camera on mine, not mine, the one I had.
Right.
That said, from the $99.98 starting point, mine came in at $16,733.
Ooh, okay.
That's
now
a big
jump. That included freight and PDI, so you're getting up into some serious coin for a little car there. I did some price checking. It's still cheaper than most of the competition, however.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite in this segment is the Kia Rio, and that's going to cost you a couple grand more, but you're also getting a lot more car for it.
Right.
This one, it has a decent motor. As I said, it's fun to drive. It's only 109 horsepower, so you know you might have to get out and push if you're going up to the Columbia ice fields or something.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is the first Nissan, I have to say, that I have driven in quite a while that I really enjoyed driving. And it's the smallest, cheapest one they have.
Wow. So as far as competition, you mentioned the Kia Rio, and I suppose the Fiat 500 isn't in the competition as well.
Yeah, that one's also a couple. Well, they're all a couple of grand more. There's also the Toyota Yaris. There's the Honda Fit. There's right. the Hyundai Elantra. Yeah, the entry level little ones, the little boxes that all the manufacturers sell. The domestics have them as well. The Ford Fiesta, for example.
So you like this one, but you probably still have the Kia Rio as your favorite in the segment?
Well, I think regardless of of the price of this, I think I would save up the extra couple of grand and get one of the others. This is my favorite Nissan recently, but I can still think of a whole bunch of cars I'd rather own.
All right, it's Jim Breyer, Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You'll find written reports at Live 88.5.com and then click on Startup. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.